George, why don't you set this up since you were right in the middle of this yesterday on Picks with Friends.
So, yeah, every Thursday, 2:15, we have Picks with Friends, and we pick games, 10 games every week, and keep track of it. Whoever finishes last has to do something terrible. And this year, it's a bus trip to the Super Bowl. You can't fly with the rest of the ticket team. You have to take a 21-hour bus ride. Dan is currently in last place. He had another bad week last week. So as I join the group, which includes Bob and Corby and Donovan and the Hang Zone, I was on a back channel with Donovan, so I'm already laughing going into this because Donovan and I are, you know, busting each other's chops on something. And then Dan has to explain about his week last week, which was really funny. And one of his triple play. He had the Patriots, of course. That seemed like a safe play, and the Bears go in there and whoop him. And they had been talking earlier in the show about monkeys. And Dan got a email that said, hey, would you get out of the bus trip if you had to own a monkey? And Dan's thinking, yeah, that would be a great way to get out of that bet, because what could go wrong if you owned a monkey?
A lot.
That's what I said. Yeah. I thought it'd be terrible. But Dan initially thought that it would be fun. And then the most ridiculous conversation started taking place that I found myself gasping for breath. I was laughing so hard when we had this monkey going into different situations as basically a son of Dan. So here we go.
Should I go home and tell my wife that the bet payoff is owning a monkey for a year and I'm in last?
And you bring home like one of those cartoon gorilla cages and put it in the middle of your den.
Yeah, you start preparing for it, like bringing home food and diapers.
How would the dogs react to
it? Until you have to dress it every day.
But the monkeys have to have a different baby outfit. Clothes.
Yeah. You have to take it school shopping every year, like you like a parent.
All right, would you do that, Dan?
Non-tax weekend
to get out of driving the bus.
And you're walking in the mall holding hands.
Would you own the monkey for 6 weeks to get out of one day of driving the bus? Riding the bus.
Now I have to think about it. When I first thought, I thought this is like sleeping with Heather Locklear for $1 million. It's a terrible, I'd get both of the best. I don't have to ride the bus and I get a monkey.
Owning a monkey is a beating.
Dude, you're going to
take
it
shopping at least once a week.
You have to enroll it in school, go to Montessori school. And go to PTA meetings.
Deal with his behavioral issues.
He gets into the principal's office every day.
Mr. McDowell.
A
monkey is just going to be impossible to have at the school.
Why? There's so many emails about that's on his behavior.
Third grade is not the
what
place
am I paying you for
your monkey.
But then you have to enroll him in sports, like he's on a football team. Like you have
supposed
to go to all
the
performances.
School. You're supposed to be able to take care of this.
Yeah, I'm paying for this. $20,000 a year.
Saint Mark's.
You know what? I will.
Little uniform.
I will accept you having the monkey. I'm down with it. No.
And then you have to go to at least one coach and say, he wants to try out for the golf team.
You have to take him to the range.
You have any left-handed clubs?
Left-handed clubs.
Holy crap. And he's wearing those little outfits.
Well, Cleveland Browns club head. That's my boy.
What'd you get? He made a 70
number one. You have to go get him fitted for clubs and everything. Yeah. Oh,
he made a 70 on one and he killed his playing partner.
He took a 70.
But he can hit a ball from anywhere, though, so he's good. He can hit it where it lies.
Everybody got really ticked. Hit 3 OB.
Oh boy.
He's playing around into bunkers. Like, he's having a really good time. Dude, it's so much fun. Like, you got to hit it out, son.
He's just taking dump after dump in the trap.
Using his feet to cover it up in the sand. Right.
Dan's got
at least he's using a rake. That's pretty good.
Dan's got the black t-shirt with the white block lettering of "My son's the monkey."
Yeah. My monkey and my money go to this Montessori park. Yeah. He has a bumper sticker.
Oh. I think we've just...
Oh. Yeah, you got to get a monkey.
I feel like we've unlocked maximum Jubb laugh because...
All it takes is a monkey.
No. But we have a combination. You know already he loves animal humor.
Yeah,
but you know also he loves
golf.
Jer golf.
Yeah,
the Jer golf laugh, and we've now merged the two.
Got him on the golf team at St. Mark's. Yeah, Cat, I need off. He's got a golf tournament this week. Qualified. Boy, that would really make Cat hate golf.
Oh my God. What if he got real good, like Bear Bud?
Yeah. You're on Real Sports with him?
Yeah. Armin!
And now a story about a monkey.
Finally.
Well, Brian Gumbel is Dan confused McDowell. About the. He's not writing anything on the pad.
He
doesn't understand why Armin's doing this story.
No, he's definitely chewing on the pen in this one.
He didn't realize. That losing a bet would be the best day of his life.
Here's Bernie Goldberg with more.
So, Mary, you're telling me the chimp is really that good at golf? Yes, Brian, he is.
I didn't believe it either. Yeah. I saw it with my own eyes.
Oh.
Oh, my God.
I was laughing all over again.
Oh, that was great.
A lot of good lines.
Oh, my gosh. Oh. Yeah, I thought Bob's having Brian Gumbel chewing on the pen.
He's really chewing on the pen on this one.
So you're telling me that the...
Oh, that's stupid. I'm imagining a chimp. Is that the kind of monkey you're imagining?
Yeah, a chimp, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because right before that, we were talking about what kind of monkey, and Bob insisted on a chimp.
Yeah, it has to be a chimp.
Yeah, it's got
to
be a chimp.
Because seeing the chimp do the Jer putt and then stomping his little chimp foot would be great.
I was fine until he hit 3 OB, or as Corby said, took a 70 and killed his plane partner.
Killed his plane partner.
Okay. All right. Let's
Let's
get control again.
Oh, that feels good.
It's good to laugh just a little bit.
So cathartic.